Good evening, and welcome to the Night Owl. It's been a while, but we're here. Hope you guys are doing good out here. And if you're new to this space, well, this is the side of the Bird Brain podcast where things that go bump in the night are able to roam a little bit more freely. But I must warn you, content may contain adult language and scenarios that may not be suitable for all audience members, so listener's discretion is advised. You know, they say art is life. You can find art in pretty much anything. Expression, imagination, storytelling. Sometimes you might find some truth, too. Lock your doors, check your windows, and get comfortable. Because you won't be sleeping tonight. I give you the graveyard shift. Art imitates life, and sometimes it imitates death. I know, that's kind of morbid. I remember growing up, my teachers always wanted to have sit-downs with my parents about my very obscure drawings. Meanwhile, they looked like hell walking into school every morning. I always thought Miss Rockland was evil. Her eyebrows, they looked like horns, and she just always had this weird smile. She'd walk around the classroom in this slow, devious stride, and her heels would click against the floor with this piercing echo. It was sharp, and you could almost feel it prick your skin or just hit the deepest part of your ear. Energy is a real thing, and I could always feel her approaching. It felt like danger to me. She was out to get me. For the record, I was in third grade and teachers in general were like hot lava. Except for my art teacher. No surprise there. She encouraged me to be expansive and as weird as I wanted to be. But Ms. Rockland? Oof. She didn't stop me. She inspired me. Growing up, I'd draw all the time. Especially in recess. I got caught a couple of times doodling in class, but I was also getting straight A's. I was paying attention, I just wasn't stimulated. I have a photographic memory, so I'd observe and draw. I didn't think much of it, but other people did. Some pictures people didn't like because they reflected back to them who they really were, not who they hoped others would see them as. But I was simply just drawing what I saw. What's great is that my parents didn't discourage me from my art. They just told me to keep my more creative stuff at home. I wasn't a disruptive kid, so it made it easy to set boundaries on that. But because of their encouragement, I became rather well. People liked my artwork. And ironically, for the very reason I was being ridiculed in grade school, it's dark. It's realistic. Eerily realistic. Some people wanted a portrait of a late relative, others a late pet. And sometimes people just wanted something original for them to have. Get creative was always a favorite phrase I'd like to hear because it allowed me to be who I was. and create art in the way I saw it. Inspiration comes to me in different ways. Sometimes it's sitting at a coffee shop, just people watching. Other times it's at home with my thoughts. This time was different. Someone reached out to me. He seemed sweet, but a little too sweet, you know, like gummy bears that get stuck in your teeth. You know, in the beginning, they're delicious, but there's something rotten about them. He found me on social media and said he'd been a fan for a very long time. I assumed it was spam because his profile picture was Edgar Allan Poe, and he quoted The Raven. I'm not going to lie, that intrigued me even more. I love me some Poe. We got to talking and he shared with me what he'd been looking for. That seemed fair enough, but that's where it was interesting. He sent me a picture of the person he'd be looking for a portrait of. This guy didn't smile, but it was almost like he knew something no one else did. Whatever he knew was leverage. It was blackmail. It was truth. I don't know, pictures say a lot to not have any sound. His main request was that I create this masterpiece at a specific location so I get the true essence. Anyone in their right mind would have declined, but he paid up front. He paid a lot and was willing to pay more if I requested. I agreed and looked up the place. It was a large estate, gorgeous. But the only thing was it was encapsulated by a graveyard, of all things. I love a good horror movie, but being in one is a hard pass for me. But something about this just stuck out to me, you know? When I arrived, there was a note on the door. Make yourself at home. The equipment you requested is set up in the courtyard. I made sure to share my location with my buds just in case. They were close enough, so it was all good. I walked through the foyer to a space that was just... It was a space in the middle of tombstones. It was almost like a greenhouse connected to outside that led to a space in the graveyard. And there was my chair, set up in the center of the tombstones. My canvas and everything I requested to get started. The wealthy are some interesting people, to say the least, but the oddest thing is that I never felt uneasy or that I was in danger, initially. And what's even weirder is this place smelled like lavender. Very surprising, but I'd take it. It helped me relax. And I wonder if that was intentional. So here I am, painting in a graveyard, by myself, in a stranger's house. Did I mention it was a graveyard? After a couple days, I got used to the environment, but there was just always this sense that I wasn't alone. Like someone was watching me. I chalk it up to me just spooking myself and the reality that I was in this empty-ass mansion by myself, painting for someone who I never met. But as an artist, the devil is in the details, right? Now, as time went on, I'm not sure if my mom is playing tricks on me, but it seemed like every day I'd come back to the painting and something would be different. The face would change, just ever so slightly, subtly. A shift in the eye position, wrinkles in the face. And the face just started to seem a little bit too real. I figured it was my eyes just growing tired of looking at the same thing day in and day out. Because it wasn't changes that someone would be able to make with a paintbrush. It just seemed like it was a part of the painting. I was painting one night and I could feel someone. This time is how like Miss Rockland felt. That same discomfort. Like I was in danger. Why did you paint this? A voice called from behind me. I was startled. I'm sorry. why are you painting him? The woman was in her 30s, pristine, with piercing sharp blue eyes and a jawline that was just as sharp as her words. It was requested, I responded, confused but not to be combative. By who? I told her the username that reached out to me and she got quiet. Is this a sick joke? No, here. I showed her the correspondence and all the information and even the invoice I received. That's impossible. I assured her this is who I was speaking to. That's my father and he's dead. I froze. When I looked back at the picture, his eyebrows were furrowed and the blue eyes in the picture matched the intensity of the blue-eyed woman claiming to be his daughter. I'm sorry, I'm going to need you to leave. Please, leave. You can take this with you and I'll pay whatever is necessary, but just go. I grabbed my things and rushed out. Now, I'm not entirely sure, but as I drove away, I could have sworn I saw someone standing in the graveyard, watching me leave. I told my friends what happened, and a buddy of mine knew all about this family. It was rumored a family member killed him to get the inheritance, but no one has the balls to confirm or fully investigate it since they are so wealthy, and if they're willing to kill one of their own, a stranger is easy. Heart dropped when he told me that. I didn't believe anyone was speaking to me from beyond, so I brushed it off. I pulled up to my place and unpacked everything that I could. I never like to leave a piece incomplete, so I set up the canvas in my place and went back to my car to get the rest. But later that night, I figured I'd sit down with it and try to just finish it. But that's when I noticed. In the picture this time, past the face of the man that I've been painting, I could see someone standing in the background, watching him. So there you have it. Tune in next week for another story to keep you up at night. And stay tuned for more, because there definitely will be. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Sleep tight.